It is America that has the unique capability to mobilize against an organization like ISIL. In a world full of broader social challenges, it is America that has the unique capability and know-how to help contain and combat a threat like Ebola, the epidemic in Africa. And yesterday, on top of all that we're already doing to help, I announced a major boost to our response. We're establishing a military command center in Liberia at the request of their government to support civilian efforts across the region. And Major General Darrell Williams, commander of our Army forces in Africa, arrived yesterday. He's already on the ground. And our armed forces will bring their unique, unrivaled expertise in command and control and logistics and engineering, including creating an air bridge to get health workers and medical supplies into West Africa faster. And obviously, in all our efforts, the safety of our personnel will remain a top priority. In the nation of Liberia, one person who heard this news yesterday was reported to say, "We have been praying to get the disease wiped out of our country, so if the coming of U.S. troops will help us get that done, we will be happy." And that's the story across the board. If there is a hurricane, if there is a typhoon, if there is some sort of crisis, if there is an earthquake, if there is a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. Even the countries that complain about America, when they need help, who do they call? They call us. And then America calls on you. To all the servicemen and women here and around the world, we ask a lot of you. And any mission involves risk. And any mission separates you from your families. And sending our service members into harm's way is not a decision I ever take lightly. It is the hardest decision I make as president. Nothing else comes close. I do it only when I know the mission is vital to the security of this country that we love. I do it only because I know that you're the best there is at what you do. And frankly, there just aren't a lot of other folks who can perform in the same ways. In fact, there are none. And there's some things only we can do. There's some capabilities only we have. That's because of you. Your dedication, your skill, your work, your family supporting you, your training, your command structure. Our armed forces are unparalleled and unique. And so when we got a big problem somewhere around the world, it falls on our shoulders. And sometimes that's tough. But that's what sets us apart. That's why we're America. That's what the Stars and Stripes are all about. And between war and recession, this has been a challenging start to this new century. We've been busy. This has not been an easy 14 years. And many of you came of age in these years. But I want you to know, as I stand here with you today, I'm as confident as I have ever been that this century, just like the last century, will be led by America. It will be and is an American century. At home, we're bouncing back, better positioning ourselves to win the future than any nation on earth. Overseas, we're moving forward, answering the call to lead. And even when it seems like our politics is just dividing us, I want you to remember that when it comes to supporting you and your families, the American people stand united. We support you. We are proud of you. We are in awe of your skill and your service. Only 1% of Americans may wear the uniform and shoulder the weight of special responsibilities that you do. But 100% of Americans need to support you and your families. 100%. This is a moment of American leadership. And thanks to you, it is a moment that we are going to meet. And I will keep standing up for your interests and for our security. and for the human rights and dignity of people wherever they live. And we're going to keep on working with our allies and partners to take out the terrorists who threaten us wherever they hide, because in stark contrast to those who only know how to kill and maim and tear down, we keep on building up and offering a future of progress and hope. And like the generations before us, we're willing to defend this country we love. We're willing to help others on this planet that we share. We're protected by patriots like you. And for all those reasons, the United States of America will remain the greatest force for freedom that the world has ever known. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm proud of you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.